Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. A special event coming up Friday at Sherrard High School, kind of in conjunction with their homecoming week, and it's a suicide awareness event, and it's being put on by the Sherrard FFA, and it's called the Mom Friend Project, and we're talking with Elise Thurman, who is a senior at Sherrard High School. So before we talk about the actual event Friday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., why don't you kind of detail or describe what the Mom Friend Project is all about?
The Mom Friend Project is about, like, I lost a friend a year ago to suicide, and I wanted, well, the FFA kind of wants to, like, help them out and, like, let other people know that they're not alone. So we are putting an event together to help raise awareness for suicide awareness and prevention.
And tell us some of the different things that you have going on Friday, and why did, I guess, the Sherrard FFA want to spearhead this thing?
So on Friday, we are going to have a bag tournament. It's $20 a team and $10 for, like, a person to get in. And we will also, like, have face painting, pumpkin painting, and, like, a pumpkin ring toss and a whole bunch of other fun activities. And we'll have bracelets for $1 and T-shirts for $12.
And just in terms of the Sherrard FFA's involvement in this, why'd they kind of want to get behind this effort?
Because I am a Sherrard officer, an FFA officer, and they saw how, like, hurt I was and how this can affect, like, everybody. So we kind of just came together, and they were always there when I needed them. So we just kind of came together, and we decided to do this for Alan.
Yeah, and why don't you tell us then, for folks that are coming out Friday, of course, the football game we know being played at Clifford King Field. So where, like, is the exact location of the different things you're going to put on Friday?
It's all on the south side of the football field, unless it rains, and it'll be in Gym 2 in our school.
Gabrielle Scher is also involved in helping organize this event, the Mom Friend Project, being put on by the Sherrard FFA. Again, a fundraiser from 4:30 to 6:30 Friday, kind of benefiting suicide awareness. So tell us, Gabrielle Scher, why does this hit close to home for you, and why are you involved?
I was actually dating Alan when he passed away, so it has been a rough year, and it's something that hits very close to home for me. So that's kind of why I got involved. Even though I am a junior, Elise kind of took me in under her wing after Alan passed away, and we got very close, and she just really wanted my help because I'm still really close with Alan's family. So that way we kind of had that communication between, like, the halls and the FFA organization. So a lot of my job has just been, like, publicity. Like, I started the Facebook page. I've made a couple flyers. I've been just checking in with the Hall family throughout just to make sure everything we're doing is something they would be okay with, because we obviously don't want to do anything that's going to upset them, because the whole point is to raise awareness for this awful, like, depression disease. And it's really important to us that we also keep the Hall family in our, like, hearts.
Well,
and the whole situation.
Yeah, and I tell you, it takes, and this is just me speaking here off the cuff, but it takes great courage for you and Elise Thurman, who we're speaking to today, to talk about something as sensitive as this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so the courage it takes to stand up to talk about this publicly, that's pretty impressive to me. But how difficult is it to do that? I would imagine that's going to be pretty tough to do.
It is really hard. Like, I'm even tearing up now just, like, thinking about it. Like, I've grown up in a family where we're very mental health conscious. Like, my mom is a therapist, so my family is very open about it, but I know that it's very stigmatized in the community. And just throughout, like, especially the past year, I know FFA and Sherrard and a lot of Alan's friends have just been trying really hard to just bring attention to the fact that, like, you're not alone, even though you think you might be.
So it's
really hard. Like, I'm tearing up right now. Like, Elise is holding my hand.
Well, and that's why you said it's about not being alone, right? So that's that's the perfect call of why people should come out to this event from 4:30 to 6:30 on Friday, right? Why should they come out?
It's a great group of people who are, and it's obviously the raising money is important, and we're going to donate all this money to suicide awareness and prevention, but it's also just a great group of people who are, from what I can see, the most supportive and the best people I have ever met. Like, and so if people do need to come and reach out or they need somebody to talk to, they can make these connections with people now, so that if there ever does come a time when they need somebody and they are in a situation where they don't feel safe, they have us to talk to. And that's really important, I know, for me and Elise.
Yeah, that's great. And again, people can get out and support this Friday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., part of Homecoming Week at Sherrard. They call it the Mom Friend Project, put on by the Sherrard FFA, and it's all about raising suicide awareness in honor of Alan Hall, class of 2020. All right, we appreciate the visit from Gabrielle Scherer and Elise Thurman joining us on WRMJ.